Yes, indeed. CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Tuesday, the 19th of July. And all I got to say is, peace, plus text messages coming in. Yo, man, today's show should be nothing short of a great show, because we're talking some news, discussing some pure gangster shit today. See? All right, so it's Tuesday. Put on your bootstraps. All right? Some gangster shit today. We are talking Rowdy Rebel's new album, Rowdy versus Rebel. Now look, I don't ask for much, but can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. Most importantly, please share these episodes because you are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. All right. If you're listening to this, chances are I got your number. If you want me all up in your phone, stalking you, bothering you, subscribe for notifications. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University. Send the comments to the chat. All other things regarding today's episode. All right. CoolUniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how are you? How you doing? How's everything? How's life? So, if you didn't have a chance to check yesterday's episode, we were talking Lloyd Banks' Course of the Inevitable 2. Got a chance to hear from you. My cousin Jay said, great minds think alike, cuz socialize on repeat. Heard from my guy Uncle Tone, said that he totally agreed with some of it being a little repetitive as far as the sound. And he felt like it was like a watered down version of Number One. Also, you know, some of the he spoke about some of the mixing components being a tad off. But, you know, listen, man, I'm with you. I'm with you, my fellas. And also peace to my man, Deshaun, told me that I needed to get my life together because I dropped my phone, my phone again. I be having butterfingers, man. All right. But yo, put your darn comments in the box at cooluniversity.com. Let them know how you feel. All right. Today, I got a chance to do some great morning show work at WHPC. Myself, host Looney, Justin, Antonio, and Gina. Great crew. Got some free food out the deal. That's right. One of the restaurants that sponsored this station brought some good old food. But I love doing the morning show with these guys because I had to learn how to shut the hell up. Let somebody else talk then about you right now. But I'm talking to you. Now I'm a freaking talk your ear off. So let's get this Ross Clyde Tuesday going with our freestyle of the day.
Yo, it's Melvin, nigga, cause I'm a king. Diamond ring, my niggas like lime and green. Bitches see me on the streets, they like, I had him. Them white hoes, they ain't happy like I'm Eminem. My niggas, yo, just relax, yo, and see me blow. Give a nigga a two-way, he think he's CEO. And fuck a Bentley, I'm good with a Taurus Ford. And fuck your wifey, I'm good with a whole-ass broad. Thank the Lord, at Impact, we cracked the door. Slap blood out you, they had to reroute you. Four Rick Waters, I flow back and forth the border. And I still make it home for Sunday at night. Got the what movie, you heard the commission. And everybody did an interview with straight just shitting. From Dame Dash to Puff, Snoop to Nas. Recognize, there's two ways to lose your pies. Some niggas they preach violence but they use my eyes. I'm like the Don King of this, cause I sell you anything. And when I sold coke, I sold you anything. Final destination, we can start a fight club. Like Brad Pitt, crash mad shit. My niggas, they get locked, come home and still hot. Niggas ain't seen the streets since the war report dropped.
Watch us. Y'all niggas got fat while I was gone. I respect the game, but I'm home now. The raw spit next to Kane. Watch me come home to two deals, 2 mil. I'm too real, you too fragile. I buck blue steel. Nigga, fuck you, Neil. Kiss my weapons. I spit lessons, mathematics. My flow, no question. Watch me shoot before they knock me. Watch me make bell cocky. Your deuce frail, my 40 cal stocky. My medallion like ice hockey. I smack the shit out of Smurf. Snipe Bobby. My ties to the street is this. My blood on the pavement, my shot sprayed. Slinging them necks, about 10,000 in a pub. God rest, bows above. You either or now, coward or thug. I might blank, spit wild for clue. Spit foul for Q, and CNN 2002.
Word up, DJ.
Yeah, a little CNN. Capone and Nori, yeah, I had to do it. I'm taking the opportunity. Oh, I love hearing those two brothers together. Such nostalgic sounds. That freestyle of the day was brought to you by All You Need to Know About the Music Business, the book by veteran music lawyer Dan Pessman, dubbed the industry Bible by the Los Angeles Times. Now, regarding to this distinctive guide to the music industry, it's now updated to address the biggest transformation the music industry has ever seen, streaming. In its 10th edition, Don Passman leads novices and experts alike with what is a profound change in the music business. For 1 week only, you can catch it at cooluniversity.com. If you grab one, you'll keep the doors open. I want to get to, drum roll please, today's mathematics, the 19th of July. Pretty special, all right? I want to go to the year 1994. Two West Coast cats dropped their debut album on the same exact day. Crazy. MC8 of them 8-Trey Gangsters, fool, dropped We Came Strapped. Now, this is his debut solo album, but the fourth from his Compton's Most Wanted collective. Album peaked at number 5 on the 200 and number 1 on the top R&B and hip-hop chart. Certified Gold Plus at the moment. Spawned two singles and music videos for the songs All For The Money and G's Make The Hood Go Round. All right, shout out MC8, man. That's something you really got to get your studying on for. You know what I'm saying? Peace if you know anything about MC8. The second debut album that dropped comes from another dude from the same literal exact part of town on the same damn day. Coolio dropped his debut, It Takes a Thief, on Warner Brothers Records. Now, the album received praise for being like a humorous and like a lightened perspective to the often violent and profane themes of the typical gangster rap. Songs Smoking Sticks, Can of Corn, and Sticky Fingers first appeared in the film Poetic Justice. And a little sidebar, man, Coolio just hit, this is a crazy milestone, his song Gangster's Paradise literally just hit 1 billion streams on YouTube. Big ass numbers. He's in a game with Baby Shark and Johnny Yes Papa. You know what I'm saying? Big numbers for Coolio. All right. So look, that was today's mathematics. I want to talk a little bit of news. Man, Hot Boy BG, real name Christopher Dawsey, was reportedly denied an early release again from prison, man. Louisiana denied BG's handwritten letter from Birdman about a compassionate release on the 28th, back in June. Now, despite letters from, like I said, Birdman, Slim, Wendy Day, who's so amazing, you know, she's so instrumental with helping them get that Universal Wicked deal. Wendy Day is like a super historian in this business. Check her out. She has a great newsletter as well. Google her, Wendy Day, if you care about a music career. But so many others. Now, Dorsey, who was BG, complains that an outbreak of COVID-19 is what is going to be detrimental to his health. BG has less than 2 years on his 14-year federal prison sentence for gun possession and witness tampering, but he tried multiple times to get out early. Now, in February, he pinned the first motion from the prison after the entire Bureau of Prison System went into lockdown due to violence and stuff like that. He wrote, "Murder and mayhem was normal occurrence in federal prison, and the public had no idea what was really going on behind prison walls." Now, he's claiming that his, you know, health issues made him really more susceptible to COVID-19, but I don't think they was trying to hear it. They said they're trying, and his attorney states, man, they're trying to paint him as a violent individual due to his rap lyrics, adding that the only thing he's ever killed was a microphone. Shout out to BG, man. Please hold your head. Such a huge part of the Cash Money story, struck in down by the streets, man. Street life. All right. Free BG. You're it. Today I'm talking Rowdy effing Rebel. Oh my God. After 6 years in the can. For what? I don't really know. They just wanted his ass off the street. Like, y'all is up here in Brooklyn making too much damn ruckus. We got to put y'all away. All right. But he's back with his official major label record debut. I'm talking Epic Records. That's right. Shout out Sylvia Rhone over there. Shout out Sylvia Rome, putting out big numbers. I know he had a little discrepancy earlier, but, you know, I think he was just tight. He didn't get a release date. In a Rowdy vs. Rebel certified discussion with Ebro in the morning, Rowdy kind of opened up about his first time coming home after release from jail and kind of reconnecting with his family, as well as, you know, how his desire to, like, focus up in the studio has sharpened, you know, with this chapter of his career. He quoted him, "When you're away from something so long, it's just like you get rusty from it. That's like a basketball player staying away for 6 years from playing ball. It was certain touches I was missing in the booth." Now, I'm just happy to have this guy on the scene with an actual major label debut. I need to make more noise. I need this to make more noise because it's Rowdy. We talking gangster shit today. How about you help me be the judge? This first record is called Fuck the Ops. Yeah, we're going there. All right? This record should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
All these sacrifices made me live this life. Oh, you wanna be the boss? Gotta pay the price. I heard a 50 on my head, what is sound like? They tell my ops to come correct, I ain't nothing nice. Man, we the ones that spinning blocks, we the ones that sending shots. We the one with switches on our gizzies, got the city hot. We the ones that started grip, bow, give out 50 shots. Now they wanna jack my lingo, how? We don't fuck with ops. Hey man, stop lying to the people, man. Hey, keep it 100. Every time y'all niggas see me, I be on y'all niggas' ass. Ain't never a time y'all niggas see me and I let up. Hey, man, be cautious. He got out of bounds when he stepped, so we off them. Niggas took that crown off his neck when I touched down. Bitch, I did the buzz down protect. Caught up Eric. Nigga threw a demon on my neck. Got me icy. It look like I'm skin on my neck. Think she like me. Now I got her eating on the jet. Oh, she a Pisces. I make her go fishing with the set. Find her out, nigga. Put him on a hook and he can bite. Still a hot nigga. You still going crazy for your block. $1 million nigga in the trenches still. Still a catch a op and let it fly. This right here for everybody ops. Middle finger to your fucking ops. Middle finger to your fucking ops. Put a middle finger up to your ops. Middle finger up to your ops. All these sacrifices made me live this life. Oh, you wanna be the boss? Gotta pay the price. I heard a 50 on my head, what is something like? They tell my ops to come correct, I ain't nothing nice. Cause I'm the one that gave the alley hoop to get your brother pop. You keep talking, what you thinking, bitch? You gon' fuck or not? My heart cold, that shit froze, that shit really in a box. If I let that fucker out, my little youngin' touch your top. Wait, bitch, you geek or not? Reaching for your gun, nigga, tryna tweak a knot. Tryna die right here, boy, right on Mika block. Left his body stinging right in front of piece of shot. All these sacrifices made me live this life. Oh, you wanna be the boss? Gotta pay the price. I heard a 50 on my head, what is something like? They tell my ops to come correct, I ain't nothing nice. Man, we the ones that spinning blocks. We the ones that sending shots. We the one with switches on our gizzies, got the city hot. We the ones that started clip, bow, give out 50 shots. Now they wanna jack my lingo, how? We don't fuck with ops.
Rowdy Rebel F the Ops with his official label debut. Rowdy versus Rebel. Oh man, I'm not gonna lie, it sounds good. Oh, it feels good. Before we move on, listen, my top five article for Music Industry Long Island is submitted. That's right, I am talking my top five albums of quarter two. As it comes to a close, there was so much heat. I will keep you freaking posted soon as it's published. I can't wait for you to read it. Hopefully you vibe to some of these records as well. I will keep you abreast. That's Music Industry Long Island. It's a great new online publication. And your boy is finally working on being a published writer. Huh? Hopefully the editor makes my spelling good. I'm the best writer worth speller you've ever seen in your life. Listen, a little more news. Kanye West, man. I was expected to headline the Rolling Loud Miami on Friday, which is the 22nd. coming up, but the Good Music founder apparently has other plans. According to a statement obtained by Hip Hop DX, we were looking forward to Ye headlining Rolling Loud 2022. We spent months working with him and his team on the performance. Unfortunately, Ye has decided that he will no longer be performing. This is the first time that a headliner has ever pulled from our show, but we wish him the best, which is like, really, fuck you, God. Yeah, that's just what they're telling you. They're really like, fuck you, okay? You dropped out the show. But anyway, they are looking forward to welcoming Kid Cudi as a replacement headliner in Miami. That's right. I heard that Travis Scott was a possible stand-in, but was kind of denied for, well, you know, the Astroworld thing. Kid Cudi stepping in to replace Kanye is somewhat a little ironic, considering that, you know, they don't really mess with each other like that, or they weren't necessarily on good terms, as I hear. Fans are reportedly devastated because, well, they wanted to see Kanye-Yeezy, but that's all right. You didn't want to see that man come out in 100-degree Miami weather with a bubble coat and his mask over his whole face and heavy jeans and big boots. You didn't want to see that. He can't do that. That's what it is. It's too hot. And he's wearing all that shit, so he cannot. Indoor events only. With AC. Listen, man. Yeah, shout out to Kid Cudi. Great opportunity on the way for you. Now, we're on a mission, and we are talking Rowdy Rebel and his new album, Rowdy vs. Rebel. I'm glad. So glad. He got this because we all, you know, we championed Bobby. You know, he scored big. But Rowdy has always been the man. He's always been the guy. And I want to get into another record. It should be played at loud volume only because my review of this project, Rowdy vs. Rebel, is going on when we return. All right. This joint right here. It's called Gangster's Testimony. You ready, yo, baby?
Huh? Before I had my bucks up, when I was fucked up, before this rap shit saved me and the nigga lucked up, they wasn't checking for me. That was a lesson for me. Better yet, that was a blessing for me. Cause less friends, less stressing for me. Less weight, that's less pressure on me. But still ride around with that weapon on me. This my gangster testimony. Tell the truth behind my life rail. And if they been the corner the wrong way, how they might kill. You know that it's on sight still. Lil' bro stressing, mom dudes can't pay the light bill. So he just popping perks to go to sleep like fucking NyQuil. Every day trapping back to back, remember them nice deals. Before I could buy a bitch a bag, knowing that I might kill. Now I go and get the bitch a bag with some nice heels. Just to find out the bitch was bad, but I like kills. Damn. Just another lesson learned. I never bitch feeling hurt. I never play and get his turn. That's just how the world go round. Merry go round. Whatever go up, huh, must come down. Now I'm on top feeling like niggas beneath me. A young gunner in the game, but won't let them creep beneath me. I tell them take it easy, but niggas didn't believe me. Now this AP on my wrist, shitting like it's Fiji. Water nigga, it cost two quarters nigga. Remember the times a nigga couldn't afford it nigga. Now my wrist look gorgeous nigga. Drop top wish we Porsche nigga. Fat nigga with money, but I ain't ugly like that Porsche nigga. For real. I'm tryna run up these mails. Fuck buying a Rolly, go get my homie a pills. Because for all of this money and before all of these deals, we was fucked up and hungry. We had a spit on the mills. Don't let that go over your head. Grew up in the trenches, had no butter on my bread. Glock came with the stitches, we had one up in the head. 2014, who knew that I'd be ducking feds? Life up on the edge, practice on the scene, so he ain't get the time to flag. Only salute to the G's, the only legions that I pledge. My little homie, he be tweaking when he ain't taking his mask. Had a shootout on the Deacon, they had money on his hat. But I tell my youngin' chill before you end up out here dead. But he looked me in my eyes, told me he already made up his bed. Before I had my bucks up, when I was fucked up, before this rap shit saved me, the nigga lucked up. He wasn't checking for me, that was a lesson for me. That was a blessing for me, no more stressing for me. Gang.
Rowdy vs. Rebel. That joint's called Gangster Testimony off his official label debut. Such a long road for this fella. Real definition of the marathon. Now, he hit the ground running. He had some singles. And I could say I really like it. Not gonna hold you. 17 songs, so, you know, split into two double disc sort of things. Had some collaborators, Fabio Foreign, French Montana, Dreezy, more. All records that I didn't give a fuck about, though, I'm not gonna lie. I really like this. Why? Why do I like this? I think some of the music is electric, a tad youthful. But I know he had to get that out of his system. Rowdy had to get that off. He had to be a little ignorant, you know what I'm saying? We need that. And we know that they're literally trying to shut down gangster rap at the moment. But Rowdy is the guy we need that from at first. We need it. Because we at least know that he's been through some real things. Stood tall. And we want to hear that side. He gave me Young Jeezy vibes. Now, hear me out. Jeezy came on the scene hustling so hard on wax, so straightforward, it was like you had to respect it. Even if some of it was exaggerated, the way Jeezy hustled from track one to the end, you had to respect it. I feel that way about Rowdy. He just drilled from the top. Like, yeah, let's do this shit. I love the production as well. I'm not going to front. Drill is something I like initially because of UK grime. I love UK grime. There was some real classic trap beat elements as well. I loved it. Real classic trap shit. It sounded really good in the car too. Sounded really good in the car. And I didn't realize I missed that trap sound so much. Bobby got the shine, but we all knew, man, you know, the real face of GS9. So listen, this is what I'm saying to you next project, Rowdy. Keep doing what you're doing. Just kill less niggas and stunt more. All right. So still kill a few niggas though. Still kill a few cats on the track. We need a little bit of drilling. We need some of that. But just take it down about a small notch and then stunt a little bit more. And give me more records like Gangsta Testimony. And I think Rowdy Rebel is truly on his way. But what do I know? Go stream Rowdy versus Rebel. It's available on all of your freaking streaming platforms. Let me know what you think. Hit the box at CoolUniversity.com. Quick shout outs, man. Once again, I want to give a shout out to my cousin Jay. Always a supporter. My guy, Deshaun, from way back in the day. I want to thank you for your comments and shout outs. A couple new tribe members we got. Teen, Tati, and Drea, both all lovely ladies who are joining, helping move that demographic up. Or I can't be a bunch of sausages in here. But I appreciate you. Let's make this culture move forward. I got to bust a couple of moves, man. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM, where I play a cool every Thursday, 7 and 8 p.m. Not in the Long Island area, don't worry, okay? You can download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news, if you can't catch it live, the replays of the Play a Cool show are available on SoundCloud, so you cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. My guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod, they are coming back, baby, this Friday. It's going to be so clean. Make sure you catch their live 9 o'clock on the YouTube account. Cigars, the and sign, Whiskey. All right, once again, I'm on the morning show with the Madhouse Tuesday morning. Had a great time today messing with them. Catch me throughout the summer, man. I'm going to be rocking with those guys. That's WHPC once again, 7 to 9 a.m. on Tuesdays. And I got it. What else I got? I think that's enough. I don't need to keep plugging myself, right? Shut up, okay? Yeah, we know. We know where you're going to be. But you got to follow your boy on the gram at Cool University. Tomorrow, we are talking. It's Wednesday. So we are talking some R&B. We're going to check out this Neo album. We rocking with Neo tomorrow. So make sure you come back and join me. From me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. See you tomorrow.
That was